Okay, so I'll start again if I may. And, as I said, this is a wonderful, wonderful time because we have the Trinity taking place today, we have the new moon, we have the equinox, and we have the eclipse. And so, with all three of those coming together, it is an amazing time, and I'm sure you've all felt the energy for the past couple of days building, and today it's amazing energy floating today, and I'm sure you're all feeling that. And it is so, it is a wonderful time to be alive. It's a wonderful time to be on the planet because we are changing as we move in today. We are moving into a whole new vibration, a whole new world. And we have, of course, Archangel Michael taking over as the overlighting archangel for the next until summer solstice. And just for those of you that may not know, Archangel Michael is in fact none other than the god Mercury, or Hermes, of the pre-Christian world. And it was the Christian world gave him the name Mercury. And so we have Uriel as the archangel that takes over at summer solstice. And then we have Michael that takes over at autumn equinox. And then we have Gabriel that takes over at winter solstice. So they are the four overlighting archangels of the world. And so they bring us different energies as each season does. And so they overlight and see what is happening in the world. And so, at this time we have the festival of the spring equinox. It is the festival really of resurrection. And it was actually was the festival, the name of resurrection, of the resurrected God, varies from time to time. But in ancient times, this was the name, and spring equinox was looked upon as the most important feast of the year. And so it was especially looked on as the most important feast because with the increasing knowledge of the barren season of the late fall and winter also came to be appreciated for the leisure that it brought or provided us, and it also invited the soul in meditation, thus the long winter days of the far north of the most and the most perpetual twilight, the bards sang the mystery songs which perpetuated the lore of the ancient gods, but the rites also persisted into the Christian times, bound up with man's very life as they were. And these rites of spring were especially sacred, and they were very sacred in Egypt. And they were especially sacred in Greece. So throughout the world, they were especially sacred. And I remember growing up as a young man in Ireland, it was a very special time as well. The house was decorated, was also decorated on the first day of May. So there was special things that happened throughout the year of these festivals and the decoration and the local communities, how they got together and celebrated to bring in these changes in life and in the seasons. And so as this for us is a time of great awakening as we immerse ourselves in our own resurrection, as we're waking within ourselves, as we embrace the events that are happening and we embrace ourselves, all aspects of ourselves, the light, the dark, everything. And it is a great, wonderful time for dreams and meditation and visualizing what you want to create in your life. It's asking us to stay in the presence and the powers of now And the eclipse brings us a whole.
Is Finbar there? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I don't know what happened. I was listening and then it's gone.
Okay.
Hello, happened to you?
I same to me. I thought I had somehow disconnected and I called back in.
Me too.
Oh. How disappointing.
I have a call. I'm going to hang up and try again.
Maybe he'll call. I bet he doesn't. Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm going to hang up and try again.
Maybe Finbar will call back in too. Hello? Hello? Finbar? Hello? 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 Hello?
Me again.
Hi.
I think he disconnected us.
Oh, dear.
Why would he do that? Not he would do.
How could he do it? He pressed something accidentally.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I was
Well,
looking forward to this.
I
me too.
know.
I know, I really need it right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we do our own?
Somebody wants to lead it.
Is there someone who thinks they can?
I don't know, I could try.
We'll help you out. How's that if you need it?
Okay, yeah, we'll make a group effort.
Well, first, let's pay attention to our breath so we can be as present as we can, become aware of our senses. Our senses can be ministers to our soul. Noticing what you notice with your, what you feel, what's around, what you see, smell, just to help you to get centered. And if you can, with your sense of your sixth eye, you can sense the energy of birth that's being born, bursting forth through the planet right now with spring. Pretend like you're a seed deep in the dark earth being nurtured. Maybe ask the seed what wants to come forth. What does it want to reach for as the sun draws it out of the earth? What is your desires in your heart? Perhaps there's some that you know very clearly you've been thinking about. But I'd also like to welcome you to reach down into your soul for maybe one that you don't think about that much. Maybe it's so precious. Maybe sometimes you don't even think you can have it. You don't think about it. I'd like you to nurture that one too. And you think about these desires that are ready to come forth, be experienced with your senses and in the world, be nourished by the earth we live in and the spiritual energy represented by the sun guiding the way and showing the way, warming, adding its spark, its flame, spark of life. I encourage you to don't force it to grow. Give it what it needs. Maybe it wants to go fast. Maybe it wants to go slow. Maybe it needs help. Maybe it wants to do it on its own. Be very true to your desires. Let them reveal themselves to you. We take a few minutes. I'll be quiet. So just listen. Listen to your desires. And if you have any kind of clear image or feeling or sensing of it in some way, ask them what they would like from you. And perhaps it would be good to let the desire go, throwing the seeds to the wind. Let them be guided by the stars and the earth. And trust the wisdom. Trust it. No matter how weird or not weird it might be, it's your soul talking. And let's bring in Archangel, let's invite Archangel Raphael, the angel of spring. And ask him to guard our sacred visions and desires. And look at them from his perspective. Go ahead and give your visions, your desires, anything that they might need. Any kind of spiritual gifts or practical gifts. Make sure they've got everything they need for their journey to grow and bloom. And give thanks for the beauty it brings to your life ahead of time. And know that you would not have these desires or visions if it was not what God wanted you to have, what your soul did not know it could achieve. And know that there is a reason. You may know the reason, you may not, but there's a really good reason. And that's what I have. Is anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Someone's there. Okay.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Are we the only ones on the call?
I guess we are.
Oh. I just muted myself so I wouldn't bother you.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Well, I really enjoyed that very much.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I guess that's part of what I'm supposed to do, I guess. You know?
I love the whole visualization of the seed in the ground being nurtured and invited upward. So, and I loved your concept of not rushing things to grow fast, to grow and
let it be organic.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for playing with me.
Yeah. So much peace and blessings to you.
And
I'm
blessings
sorry, I don't even have my
you.
Phone in the right place, but thank you again. Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks. I want to try calling him again. I still want what he has.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Thanks, everybody. Happy spring.
You too.
Blessed spring to you. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.